salmon belong to what kingdom?
Animal kingdom.
Jane Larson began teaching at Pawpaw Middle School 16 years ago. Last year, she started a program created by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources called Salmon in the Classroom. Larson says her new principal, Jerry McDaniel, gave her the idea.
He suggested the idea to me last year, and so I was like, okay, I'll try it out. And so I got involved, I signed up, and there was a workshop at the Wolf Lake Fish Hatchery, and they got us going with it.
The workshop at the Wolf Lake Fish Hatchery near Mattawan taught participants how to set up fish tanks in the classroom. They also found out how to successfully raise Chinook salmon from eggs to fingerlings that students could release into local rivers. Larson says the salmon raising program in Pawpaw last year was very successful, even though getting started caused some anxiety.
I was really nervous the first year because I had no idea what I was doing. I do not have a fish tank at home. I didn't have a lot of experience. The kids have had a goldfish here and there at my house, but I had not actually ran a fish tank before, so I had a lot of learning to do.
After releasing salmon beginning in the fall of 2012, Larson's students released the juvenile fish into the Pawpaw River last May to great fanfare. The project went so well, she decided to do it again this school year.
Having the fish in the classroom is really exciting for the students. They really look forward to it. They were very excited when I first told them in the fall that we were going to be raising Chinook salmon in our classroom, and they kept asking, when do we get the eggs? When do we get the eggs?
Chinook salmon are ideal because their life cycle matches the school year. Last fall, the Wolf Lake Fish Hatchery gave Larson over 200 eggs. The project also gets help from others, including a family who donated the 75-gallon fish tank in Larson's classroom. The Steelheaders in South Haven donated an $800 chiller to keep the water temperature cool, as well as money for field trips. And the Pawpaw Wellhead Protection Committee helped out with the release day last year. Although maintaining the fish takes a lot of work, Larson says it provides a novel way to engage the students in learning.
We do warm-up activities at the beginning of science class every day, and so early on in the development of the salmon, I would have the kids come up and observe the salmon, and I would have them write about their behavior and also draw pictures as they were developing.
The students in Larson's class, like sixth grader Connor Hood, liked the salmon-raising project too.
It was really cool because we got to go to the fish hatchery and got to pick out the fish that we wanted when they were tiny little eggs. They used to be just like about maybe like the size of your pinky, and now they're like the size of your middle finger. And they were like a brownish, now they're a gray.
The students will release the salmon into the Pawpaw River, where their life in the wild begins. Student Elena Daniel looks forward to that day.
Well, we're going to send them off to their stream to the Pawpaw River so that they can live the rest of their life in a regular river. So we got them through the hardest stages, and then we'll release them to a river that they can spend the rest of their life in.
Larson says something important happens when the salmon are released into the river. That's because they'll return to Pawpaw in 3 or 4 years. Connor Hood knows what happens next.
We learned that when they get old enough to breed, they swim up their natal stream and lay their eggs right there where they were born.
This year's release event at the Pawpaw River will be a celebration for the entire community. It's the culmination of a long project that serves many purposes. It teaches students about fish and their life cycle, and it engages them in a way only having live animals in the classroom can. Elena Daniel liked having salmon in the classroom so much, she says,
I hope other kids get to do the same thing we did, because it's a lot of fun.
For WMUK, I'm Brian Peterson.